Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My guest this half hour is Kate Smith. She's the director of the LGBTQI plus policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Thank you for making time, Kate. I really appreciate it. One of the things that I hear get thrown about is, oh, well, you know, England and Sweden and Finland are restricting gender-affirming care. And the first point there is, I don't know if I would use the word restrict. What they're doing is exploring additional scientific research. They're trying to increase the body of scientific understanding and studies because there just hasn't, there's been some, but not as much as I think anybody would like, especially longitudinal, or that's the fancy speak for very long-term studies. But what is really disingenuous about that argument, in my opinion, Kate, is that nowhere in countries that have addressed this that are analogous in government structure to the United States have banned all forms of gender-affirming care for all transgender minors, no matter what. Like, that's what Tennessee's ban is. That's what most of the state bans here in these United States have done. And that is in no way, shape, or form analogous to what has happened in other Western European countries. And second of all, I've really never heard the Kavanaughs at all invoke European gun regulations as a justification for restrictive gun laws or any gun regulation here. They don't seem to be at all interested in what's happening in Western Europe on that front. It just seems really disingenuous. Your response to these kinds of arguments? Can you turn Kate on, Cardi? Hang on one second, Kate. We'll get you there. Sure. No worries. There you go, my friend.
Sure. So this comes up often from folks who are trying to find some piece of evidence to justify banning this care. And this often comes up when we discuss the fact that every major medical association in the United States supports access to gender-affirming care for young people. And sure, there are countries that are, like you said, looking into further studies. We can also find countries that have really expansive gender-affirming care policies outside of the U.S. for young people. So to kind of cherry pick some countries that, by the way, I'm certainly don't know very many people who are comparative political experts in both countries to be able to say the difference in what their courts do versus ours and how that interacts with their medical bodies. So I think we actually have a host of really great experts and information here, and also the young people that are at risk here in the United States that we can listen to and look to for good expert information on gender-affirming care.
I can't imagine anything that would impact my mental health more greatly than feeling completely alien in my own body or that it wasn't mine. I cannot envision anything. I cannot imagine that feeling. I cannot imagine how impactful that would be, especially for a young person. And this idea of individual identity and our rights to pursue that in this country, sometimes I think with blind fidelity often to how our individual choices may impact other people. Here, this is a choice that doesn't impact anyone else. This is a choice that is only impacting that family, that individual child. Again, there is a massive continuum of care. You don't pass go and go directly to the most extreme interventions. The idea that in certain circumstances, we simply forget or seem enchanted by the idea that some people's beliefs can be imposed on others at the expense of someone's individual choices that only impact themselves, unlike so many others, seems so contrary to some of our most closely held principles and values. What are your thoughts, Kate?
Yeah, I think the panic that I know many feel as parents and people who have young loved ones in their lives when they think about dysphoria and the potential impacts of dysphoria, I can really empathize with folks who want to pretend that young people can't experience that. Mm. Because it's so scary to think about, like you said, living in a body that doesn't feel like yours. Terrifying. The good news is that we have some good treatments for it. And I have a lot of empathy for folks who have so much fear, who have such a big response, right, to this idea that that could happen to young people. Unfortunately, they may be going the way of trying to ban care so that we can pretend it doesn't happen and pretend it doesn't exist, right. But it does. It does happen and it does exist. And we do know that when young folks are able to access care, that they do so much better. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just transgendered folk have existed through all of recorded human history. I've made this point again and again. And wishing it were otherwise does not make it so. It simply undermines people's human dignity. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Kate Smith, folks, she is the director of LGBTQIA+ policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. It was a real pleasure to speak with you this afternoon. I hope to do it again sometime soon. Everybody, keep it locked. We're going to talk a little bit about the breaking news in Syria, as well as some breaking news about the Madison Teachers Union, all coming up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.